Thank you for joining Mechon Hadar's learning of Pirkei Avot in honor of our 10th year celebration.
This week's Dvar Torah is by Dina Weiss.
This week's Mishnayot are Perek Gimel, Mishnayot Yod Aleph and Yod Bet, Chapter 3, Mishnahs 11 and 12. Rabbi Elazar HaModa'i Omer, Rabbi Elazar from Modi'in says, HaMechalel et HaKodoshim, one who profanes the holy, meaning one who doesn't treat sacrificial objects with respect, keeping them from being contaminated or using them incorrectly. VeHamevazeh et HaMoadot, one who disparages the holidays, and here he's probably referring not to the part of the holidays, the first and last days, which have prohibitions on doing any labor, but the intermediate days, Chol HaMoed, that one is really supposed to not do labor on those days either. And Rabbi Ezer HaModa'i knows, back in his day and in ours, that people actually do tend to work and go to work on Chol HaMoed, and he is disapproving of that practice. V'hamalbin p'nei chavero barabim, someone who embarrasses his fellow in public. And the language of malbin p'nei chavero literally means one who whitens the face of his friend. And we know that there are two physiological reactions that occur on account of shame. One is blushing, when the blood runs from your face, and the other, which we often associate with fear, but in the Mishnah is associated also with shame, is when the blood drains from your face. So hamalbin p'nei chavero is someone who causes the blood to be drained from the face of his friend on account of embarrassment. V'hamefer brito shel Avraham Avinu alav hashalom, and one who breaks the covenant of our forefather Avraham, peace be upon him. And this breaking of the covenant refers to specifically what we think of as the Brit Milah, circumcision. And someone who revokes the covenant either doesn't circumcise himself or his children, or Hamefer Brito might refer to someone who is circumcised but tries to manipulate the skin on his penis so that he looks like he still has a foreskin. V'hamegale panim batorah shelo kahalacha, or someone who uncovers aspects, literally faces in the Torah, that do not accord with the law, right? Someone who introduces a very original interpretation of the Torah that's a little bit too original. Af al pi sheyesh biado Torah umasim tovim, even though this person has in his hands, right, this person has accomplished a lot regarding the study of Torah and a lot regarding good deeds, ein lo chelek la'olam haba, this person does not have a share in the world to come. Just to review, Rabbi Elazar HaModa'i has a long list of things that, if you do them, regardless of how righteous or learned you are, otherwise, you are not going to have a share in the world to come. And they are being disrespectful to sacrificial objects or sacrificial animals, working too hard on Chol HaMoed, embarrassing your friend in public, pretending not to be circumcised or actually not circumcising yourself or your children, and interpreting the Torah in a way that does not accord with the law. Mishnah Yud Bet, Mishnah 12. Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Rabbi Ishmael says, Hevekal LaRosh, you should be quick to the head. We'll explain what that means in a moment. V'noach la'tashchoret, and pleasant to the young. V'heve mekabel et kol ha'adam b'sibcha, and you should accept every person with joy. So it seems that Rabbi Ishmael is setting up a contrast between people that have a lot of authority. Kal la'rosh, you should be quick to attend to the needs of someone who is the rosh, someone who is the head, someone who is in charge. And at the same time, noach latishchoret, you should be pleasant to the person who is young. There are actually many different definitions, possible definitions of the word tishchoret. I chose young because I think that tishchoret means young in the most number of places elsewhere in rabbinic literature. But tishchoret can also refer to someone who is old. It can also refer to someone who is conscripted into the army or of age to be conscripted into the army. And if you read it that way, there's this very nice contrast in Rabbi Ishmael's Mishnah that you have the Rosh and you also have the Tishchoret. You have the person who was in charge, maybe the general or the lieutenant, and then you also have the person who is just a foot soldier. And to each of these people, you show a certain amount of deference. You show deference to the Rosh, to the general, by being speedy, and you show appropriate understanding of the person who is young, or the person who is very old, or the person who is just a foot soldier, by being very patient and pleasant with them. And nevertheless, Hevei mekabel et kol ha'adam b'simcha. There are some people that need to have patience, and there are some people that need to have speed. But everybody, according to Rabbi Ishmael, needs to be greeted with a certain level of happiness, with a certain amount of joy. Rabbi Ishmael, at the end of his statement in Mishnah 12, said, "Havei mekabel et kol ha'adam b'simcha." You should greet, literally you should receive, every person with joy. This might remind you of a statement that Shammai said a long time ago in Chapter 1, Perek Aleph Mishnah Tervav, Mishnah 15. Shammai says, "Havei mekabel et kol ha'adam." You should greet, literally receive everybody, B'sever panim yafot, with a bright countenance. Probably, he means, greet everybody with a smile. So we have Shammai in Perek Aleph saying, greet everybody with a smile. And we have Rabbi Ishmael in Chapter 3 saying, greet everybody with joy. And I'd like to argue that what Rabbi Ishmael says is actually very different from what Shammai says. Because Shammai is talking about what shows up on your face. When you see someone, you should smile at them so that they think that you are happy to see them, regardless of whether you are happy or not. Rabbi Ishmael's demand is much, much more significant. He's saying you have to feel something in your heart. You have to feel joy when you see someone. And then maybe, presumably, hopefully, that joy will then show up on your face as a smile. And on the one hand, Rabbi Ishmael's way of looking at how you should greet someone seems like a very strict standard. Whenever the Torah commands us to have joy, whenever the Torah commands us to love, whenever the Torah commands any emotion, there's always that resistance that we feel, which is, how can you force me to feel an emotion? So I'd like to suggest two ways of understanding what Rabbi Ishmael is really trying to get at, if, in fact, he's not demanding of us something that is impossible, which is that every single person that we meet produces in us an amazing amount of joy. The first option that I'd like to suggest is that Rabbi Ishmael is not telling you that you need to be happy every time you see someone. But if you are happy when you see them, you should let them know. Often, we see people and we're always trying to play it cool. We're actually super excited to see them. It's been a long time since we see them. We feel a lot of love towards them. We feel a lot of joy. And we walk up to them and we say, hey. When we could actually really show the joy that we feel in our hearts on our faces. And the second interpretation of Rabbi Ishmael is maybe exactly that he doesn't want you to act like Shammai tells you to act. Shammai says, smile at everybody. Make everybody feel like you like them. And Rabbi Ishmael might be saying, don't be a faker. If you're able to really feel joy when you see someone, then you should accept that person with joy. You should greet them with joy. And if you're not able to greet someone with joy, that's okay. You don't have to have a sever panim yafo. You don't always have to be a smiler. You don't always have to be a faker. You don't always have to wear your emotion on your sleeve. If your emotion isn't genuine, there are plenty of ways to greet people that they feel respected and they feel loved without having to portray yourself as if you feel something about them that you do not feel. There's a lot of value to Shammai's position. We should make people feel wanted. We should smile at everyone we see. We should make people feel welcome. Rabbi Yishmael is asking us to take this a step further. Not only should we make people feel like they're wanted, we should really want them, and we should do the work that it takes to really welcome people, not only into our homes and into our environments, but also, hopefully, into our hearts. Next week's Mishnayot are Perek Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnayot Yud Gimel through Tet Zayin, 13 through 16.
For more opportunities to be involved in our 10th year celebration, please visit mechonhadar.org/siyum. Join us on Thursday, March 2nd for our Siyum celebration, and be a part of our first ever National Shabbaton for March 3rd through 5th, 2017.